This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what's up. Morning, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, nothing but rain.
Nothing but rain. Hearing that everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm still here. I had cancellations after that flood out in the hill country, and a lot of people affected.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's hit home.
I know.
You know, me and you talked that Saturday morning, but we didn't realize that. This has affected me more than anything that's ever happened, but because it hit home on some situations, oh, yeah. And, you know, then Ruidoso, I mean, you know, in the news, they ain't even talking about Ruidoso.
Yeah, did you see that? Some of the videos there yesterday morning?
Yeah, with all them horses. That's what I'm talking about. We're talking $1 million horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Crazy times right now. It's nuts.
It is. I just don't know what to say. Me and Brent called me yesterday. So I thought she was going to be back Tuesday. I said, yeah, I was supposed to be, but I ain't. So I'm going back in the morning. So. Get back in the groove. Right. But like he said, too, he said, no, it's just, we ain't getting the rain y'all getting. But, I mean, yesterday, I don't know, about noontime, we got probably 3 inches.
It was so weird. We were out there fishing, and, you know, radar was clean yesterday morning. You know, there were some little buck shots, you know, little pop-up shower-looking things all out in the Gulf in front of us, you know, kind of moving towards the coast. But it looked like most of the rain was going to stay south at Galveston. And, man, that stuff started building up, and we got to looking back to the west and the southwest, and, man, that's moving this way. And it was moving faster than you thought on radar by looking at your phone. By the time you think it's going to get there in a few minutes, it's too late. But and we finally got in, and it, at the dock, I was looking at my phone, and that stuff just swelled up everywhere and was moving inland. It was raining everywhere up your way. You know, that one big storm that hit the bay, you know, my house never got a drop of that. It just kind of split. 2 days in a row it did that. It split around, you know, that west side of Trinity Bay and just kept going up your way.
Yep.
And all towards the hill country, everything. And Kingwood and Woodlands, they get slammed every day.
Every day.
Crazy.
But, yeah, me and my youngest grandson, Riler, I told him they was in Bolivar all for the weekend. They got home Sunday, and I told him, I said, hey, we need to get up one morning, go to the lease, and take care of them feeders and stuff, and I'm all in. Let's go. So we finally made it. We went yesterday morning because Tuesday kind of was a blowout, you know, with that rain coming in earlier. We went, and it was wet in places, and then I got back there on that, you'd call it northeast side back in there.
Yeah.
It dries a bone back there.
And that's
that rain had missed all that. So we get back, no rain, no nothing. We're just about just about back to Cleveland. And he said, man, Pops, I'm tired of this rain. Hope we don't get none today. And I'm looking, you know, and I could see it. And I didn't say nothing. I said, because, you know, they got all them show animals, and it's just hard, you know, raining every day and trying to work them animals and stuff like that, you know, and pens are getting wet. And I mean, we went to McDonald's, then we had to go. I had to run and get some flea medicine for the dogs. And I mean, the bottom fell out, and I mean it. I got my buggy washed off us one time.
I bet you did.
It rained. It's just crazy how much we're getting. You know, fishing report-wise, Mike Brent told me yesterday, so he ain't missing much. He said that river's getting down, and them fish are in transition, and, you know, the trout fishing's still good, he said. But
yeah, I'm still seeing a lot of dock shots of trout from over there. Meat hauls.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. You know, and I mean, and now it's, you know, now it is going to slow down now. You know, them fish are going to get in that transition mode for that river, and they're not going to come to that river. I mean, that's not going to happen until that water gets down. Because, yeah. I mean, you're talking, we got 84 degree water. And, but it's going to do something to them that's, you're going to have to hunt for them a little bit. Now, the end of the river, yes, you'll be able to catch them inside the river down there. Right. But, you know, making that, you know, if you go straight and go out that west side, you can make 18 miles in it. But if you try to run that river, that's 26 miles. So, yeah. You know, that's a run.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to run that. I'd be.
You know, all these water temperatures dropped a lot. Yesterday morning, pulling out, it was 83.2 or something like that. And it was, you know, running 88 and 89.
Right.
So all this rain's cooled it down some.
Yeah, I imagine. Well, I did see the river fell out, so that ought to start helping you a little bit. And it's weird. I don't know, and I think it's the beavers. There's a drain that I have to cross going to Darlene's Stand. And it's, I mean, it's probably 15 to 20 foot drop on that drain. And that drain's got about 2.5 foot water in it now.
Yeah,
which is never had unless the river's, you know, got water pushed back up in there.
Right.
And that's the second time that I've been out there that thing's got that water in it. And I'm going, something ain't right. Full of duckweed. I mean, and there is a beaver dam not far from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to do some investigating on that because it's not making no sense. And I've been crossing that drain for 40 years. And like I said, it's got to, either the rivers have. The
beavers have stopped something up.
Yeah, they have. You know, and beavers made a comeback.
Yeah, they have.
Big
otters,
time.
Too.
No, oh my God, them otters. That is crazy. I see them otters in the Gulf. Thick. I see them in the Gulf. I mean, it's just wild how many they are now. And them are big otters. They ain't them babies. Them are them big boys.
They're big boys.
Yep.
I see them get run over at times up my way. And they're huge.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's like the alligators. I mean, the roads have been thick with them alligators being run over down there around Venice. But they've been mating, so. Last week before I come home, I had a lady on the boat. Man, something's growling. What's that growling out there? It's an alligator, ma'am. Why is he growling? I said,
mating ritual.
Doing the mating call. So, other than that, there was a lot of sign of deer yesterday. Didn't see much. But it's so thick. My God, the grass and the foliage is hideous. it is reaping the benefits off all this water right now.
Yeah. Things will thrive. It's going to, you know, South Texas got their fair share of rain this year, you know, a lot more than average, and it's going to be another great year on quail and dove and corn production on these deer. I mean, it's...
I hadn't even turned cameras on.
Last year was awesome.
Yeah, I know. Same thing, though. We had that water. So,
yes.
And I'm seeing a lot of posts from... now, all that rain's probably hurt them doves now, but, man, that Uvalde area down in there, them dove hatch was awesome. I've talked to somebody who said that they know of two different pair of doves around their house. They done had three hatches.
Well, the same thing on cardinals and bluebirds around my house. I've got a whole new hatch of baby cardinals coming to the feeders now.
That's
crazy. I'll look out there and there'll be 20 cardinals on each feeder. It's crazy.
You know, you talk about that because Darlene said something last year. Because prior to last year, we didn't have the cardinals like we had in the past. You know, you'd corn them roads. You'd corn them roads and they'd be 100 cardinals up and down them roads.
Yeah.
And then we went 2 or 3 years, you wouldn't see a cardinal hardly.
No.
And so all the mockingbirds, too. We got one here that is driving Darlene's little dog crazy. She got another hatch right there by her carport.
Right.
And that little dog go around there, and that mockingbird will light her up.
Diving down on her and hitting her on the back and all that.
Yep. But Mother Nature is... Mother Nature knows how to take care of itself. So.
Well, things thrive with water. It's amazing.
Yes.
A little bit of water go a long way. Blaine knows for sure he had three hatches of doves last year, and he thinks he's going to have it again this year. Same way with quail. You know, it just
I mean, quail's made a big comeback.
Yeah,
very big. So, I'd love going a good quail hunt. I ain't been on one in years.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, like I said, I don't know anything of offshore. Dwayne Bonin, he went over the weekend out of Freeport, but he said the weather was a little tough on him. And Rusty, he never unloaded the boat. He said it just had too many activities go on, and then the weather backed up, and so he never even went and fished while they were down there last weekend.
Well, sooner or later, we're going to get some kind of stability.
Yeah. He said the wildlife fishery, the game wardens, was really rough down there.
Really?
I know they were rough on Conroe. I know Friday they arrested 37 for DUI in a boat. Yeah.
Wow.
DWI in a boat.
That's crazy.
And I heard Livingston was the same way. They said they was circling Pine Island like Apache Indians.
Pine Island.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that's the world we live in now.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, there's too much stupidity going on.
Huh. You got that right. Boy, them Astros hit the skids, didn't they? Man.
Well, they burnt the runs up there. Burnt the runs up out there.
And you got a team that lost 10 in a row come into town and sweep you.
Yep.
Baseball is an unbelievable game. That's just.
Yeah. I mean, but.
Nothing makes sense.
Darlene was grappling about it last night. I said, you have no idea what them Guardians bats are. I mean, they've got some players now. That ain't no pushover.
But you got guys batting 171, hitting home runs and stuff. It just, hey.
Yep. Okay.
That's what's great about baseball, I guess.
Yep. I don't agree with the umpire 90% of the time because last night that strike zone was funky.
It has been all year. I've never seen such,
I did watch. Over the weekend, it was one of them games Catlin Clark plays in. My God.
Yeah.
them referees just turned their back.
Oh, they.
I mean, they just freight train that girl. They just freight train her and no foul. I go, wow, this girl's tough.
I don't like it. Oh well.
Yep.
All right, buddy, I got to go. Somebody wants to call you, Mike, about coming over to Venison Fishing with you. Give them some info how they can reach you.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Look at us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, buddy. Have a good one, man.
Oh, I will.
Thanks, Mike. See you, man.
Later.
All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Tiki Island way now and check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. Good morning, James. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Chugging out of here, man.
Chugging.
Watch early bird.
Get that worm, baby.
I'm going to get that worm, buddy, because I guarantee you after about 11 o'clock, I ain't getting no worms. I ain't have all them afternoon worms I got coming. Got a little wind this morning. It ain't terrible, but.
No, but it'll, if it's like yesterday morning, it'll keep coming up, you know. That's what it did to us yesterday.
Good. It got nasty. We waited yesterday, Mickey. I went back to the well, which I shouldn't have.
Right.
Same guys that had Wednesday when we called them fish on top waters, all them good ones, and I said, man, they might be there. I left them alone. Well, I didn't fish, but I wouldn't have went back there anyway to pester them. And, man, Mickey, the tide guy, I knew better. I knew better.
Did you see how low that tide was yesterday morning?
Yeah, it was low. Here's what I thought. I said, well, we caught 48 in here, and I thought in my brain, we'll catch 15. Guess what we'll catch, which is a fine day. Well, it ain't very good, man. We don't catch but like five.
Right.
There's boats everywhere. Everywhere. And I said, man, this ain't going to work. Now it's blowing. And I went to the pass. And it was actually okay. But the tides are so big, you know, they're so low at night, and they come in so hard that everything was sandy. You know, it don't really get muddy down there. It's just sandy. I mean, you can see the fish. And it was okay. I think the biggest fish we caught in there was like 22 inches. We ended up catching 19 total is what we caught.
Right.
About half on top waters. But one of my guys walked into him, and he actually did good. And what did he catch? I think Mike caught like nine. You know, just fish.
Sure.
But, hey, everything's under it down there. There's billions of ribbon fish, dude. Billions of them.
They're coming
big
in,
white
huh?
shrimp. Oh, they're coming in, growing up. I don't know what they're doing, bro, but there's like a bunch of them, like millions of them. Millions of ribbon fish. Probably the most I've ever seen. I see them down there, you know, when I fish down there this time of year, but there was like a lot of them. But it's just what you said earlier, that tide runs so hard and everything's kind of nasty. And then when it stops running and fades out, now the bite's kind of over. You know, it's kind of a, but you know, that current ran, still coming in. It ran down there. It coming in 3 hours past what high tide was, the actual current.
Right.
The tide was high at like just, I think it was 7 or something down there, 6:20, 40, something like that. Anyway, at 10 o'clock, she's still coming in.
Yes.
And then it finally faded out. And then them storms got us. I told Mike and them, I said, man, I'm going to tell you, that one right there coming from Missouri, you don't want none of that one.
Well, we didn't make it.
I didn't make it either.
You get caught in it, too? Hey, how fast was that thing going, caught, man?
I get caught in everything because I'm stupid. We should have just went in. I said, man, let's go make one more pass. I said, I'm going to sit in the boat so I can come get y'all. So we get out, or they get out, and I'm sitting in the boat.
Nope.
And it's pretty funny. Here comes the dude and his family. You can't get mad at this guy. He's got a cowboy hat on. His two little kids got them popping cart life jackets on sitting in front. Hey, and he runs right in front of my guy. I just picked my anchor up, cranked up, and I told Dallas, I said, see, God telling me what to do. He showed me right there what to do to go home. Y'all get in. Hey, I loaded everybody up. We got in. It was lights out, dude. Raining sideways, lightning. So it was just okay. The boat fish has been really good. It's not hard.
Yeah, we fished out of the boat yesterday. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. It was just steady, you know. Nothing to put the anchor out and just sit there and beat on them kind of fishing, you know. Just stay on the trolling motor and pick and peck on them.
Right.
They weren't balled up. They were like they were just loose and scattered. But there was plenty of fish, plenty of bites and everything. But
yeah, it's the same, Mickey. We got, you know, if you get set up correctly with this current, if you get right, it's as fast as you can catch them. I mean, you should leave by 6:30. And I ain't talking about catching 6 or 9. I'm talking about catching 25 or 30. But if you miss them, man, I was off like 90 foot the other day. And I'm like, man, I don't know if this is going to work. We didn't get nothing right off the bat. Then I turned around and kind of threw back toward my number. You know, kind of back and let the current carry it. And the first time I threw back there, boom, I got it.
Got bit.
Man, y'all got to throw back. Yeah, y'all got to throw back here a little bit. And then we started throwing back there, and we got them going. And once they let off, it didn't matter where you threw then. But
right.
I did miss that number by about 90 foot. I drug, actually. I was right, and I drug a little bit. So at least I got an anchor. I didn't lose my anchor. So
did you ever find your other anchor?
Hell no. I ain't finding that anchor. Hey,
somebody will find it.
No, somebody will. Somebody's going to find. They're going to like, man, this is big time. So I went and had me another line built. It wasn't exactly like that 5-strand that I had.
Right.
I don't like it. I'm going to build me another one. I don't like this one. It's so slimy. You know, it ain't broke in yet. And it's hard to pick up.
Right.
But it's just okay. The water temperature is actually kind of cooled down with that rain. Mickey, it was 82. It's 82 right now.
We come out yesterday morning. It was 83.2 or something like that. And, you know, that was about a 6-degree drop. And I'm sure it's cooler this morning because of all the rain yesterday.
Yeah, it's man, I forgot to get my light, too. I left my light in my other boat. I took my other boat yesterday, and every time you go switching, you leave something somewhere else.
Always.
I got one of the little brownie lights that you can charge up. Actually, Lee Wright gave it to me. And since then, Sam's gave me one. I've been through about 4 or 5 of them. But, you know, them old cheap ones, they don't make cheap ones no more. Now they're like $16, and they're still just like the cheap ones. They're not any good. These little things are like...
Well, that's everything.
Yeah, everything's more and it's cheaper. But this little brownie deal, they're what, 30 bucks, man?
25 bucks.
They're like 25 bucks and they're money, dude. If they quit, you just plug them in and charge them back out. If you don't lose them. One morning, we were fishing on a reef out there in the middle of the night. I gave everybody my lights and 3 of them were like gone. What happened to my lights, man? They fell off. What do you mean they fell off? Why they falling off? They come off their hat.
Good Lord.
Oh, it never ends. But, yeah, it's not there. I was kind of I knew, but I wasn't disappointed. You know how it is when you go back to the well. And I looked at that time when I left yesterday morning because I went in the middle of the night. I mean, we were idling off at 5 o'clock yesterday morning.
Good. Thanks gracious.
I said, there ain't no water. There's no water. I don't think it's going to be no good. In the dark, right before you could see your lure land, we started getting some bites on top waters. I think we caught – We didn't catch but five, so I think we caught four like there pretty quick. And then when it got to where you could see and the boat started coming and stuff, I said, man, this is terrible. I stayed about an hour too long is what I did do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's okay, you know, same deal. I mean, you get something on tails or you get something on top waters. The colors, man, everything I'm using is like chartreuse glitter or white. Like in the dark, you know, when you're throwing where you can't really see your lure land, you know, purple's probably maybe better, a little bit better, but maybe not much. But the problem is when you go so early, you can't see what the water looks like. You know how many times I've been burned where the sun comes up where I can see what I'm fishing in, and I'm fishing in the mud.
And well, you go, no wonder I'm not catching them.
No wonder I ain't catching anything. We might as well be fishing in
the mud. Been there and done that, hadn't we? Golly.
I guarantee you, buddy. I'm
no, Hillman had to make one more stop on the way in. We saw that storm, and if we'd have just kept going, we'd have made it to top water, no problem.
Oh, so you were with Steve?
Yeah, one of our good customers wanted me and him to fish together.
And, okay, well, you know where I'm fishing, man, but I don't see nobody because I go so early. You know where I'm fishing.
But
yeah, I just wasn't there yesterday because I went waiting. I didn't know you were with him.
Yeah, we saw Kenny. Kenny was over there, but... No, we stopped on the way in. One more fish cost us. We had to run 2 miles in that. And that wall of wind and that rain hit us.
You was with him. Because I was fixing to call him when I was driving home to see if he made it in.
We just got through talking about you. I saw that coming. I said, I guarantee you, Plog, if he's on him, he's standing in him right now, and he's just going to let it pass over him. And Steve goes, yeah, he's probably heading into it. You know, we were making fun of you. And then Steve gets me caught in it. We're running wide open. There's no way I can get down to the floor of that whaler and pull them slickers out of that hatch. You couldn't have put them on anyway.
You couldn't have got them on.
Oh, we got back to top water, and we looked like drowned rats, man.
Hey, well, tell him that's what he gets. He might be listening. We're talking bad about me.
And one more fish.
I actually did go the other way because that one was pretty bad. And I looked at it. And
it was
so
bad.
Full. I said, man, look, if we sat through it, there's a bunch behind it. I mean, it didn't bother me. I was just going right over there. There was something else.
Well, yeah, that's why we went ahead and called it at, 12:30 or 12:45. We decided not to go back out because then another one came and it still kept raining. So,
it didn't get no good, Mickey, until about I was doing a bunch of stuff outside until about 4:30, and it got fishable.
Yeah, when I got home, it was nice, but no, we were beating everybody down yesterday. It was so funny, man. We were talking so much trash, and when that weather came up and started getting ugly, I said, "Shoot, this is plog weather right here."
Oh yeah, it was. Hey, it had some bolts in there, and then my
you
guys
think?
They don't care. They've been with me so long, they just.
That's why we took off, man. When we did that lightning, I counted it down. I said, "Well, it's 6 miles from us," and I said, "We ought to be able to make it to top water." Well, no, that thing was moving a lot faster than we thought.
It was moving northeast at 20. Hey, I tell people, and this ain't trying to be big time or nothing. I said, if you see me ever leave from a storm, you need to start packing up. You need to move. It's going to get bad, buddy.
It was. Oh, well. Well, hey, you need to go get on your spot, man. I don't think you'll have much to worry about with the weather today, but throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come go to the bottom with you, Plog.
All right, buddy. 4-9-7-7-1-7-3-0-6. Glad y'all had a good day yesterday.
We had fun. It was a blast.
All right, buddy. See you a little bit.
Later. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament catch than with the oxygen response system. They have all their different size bottles on display there at the store, all their regulators, diffusers. If you need more info on it, just call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all quality wild-caught shrimp. Whether you're looking for the big 9-12s or the 15-18s, whatever count you're looking for, they always have them. Great price, great availability, and their Cajun Grill next door and their Santa Fe location, they put out some really tasty food. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now and check in with our good friend Captain Sharky Marquez, see what's going on at Outcast Charters. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Tell me something. Well, it's been too long. I think last Saturday I done broke my foot or something, so.
Boy, that foot looked kind of bad. Them big old hatches hurt, don't they? And
man,
it smashed your foot.
One of my guys was holding that sucker open, and we were throwing, you know, it was like day number 4 or 5 running 12 hours.
Right.
You know, which is like a 16, 17-hour day. And my feet were hurting, so I didn't wear, so I had my boots on when I was driving. About 40-mile mark, I took my boots off thinking nothing of it. And I said, we're going to just try this little spot out here real quick, see if there's some snapper. So we drop down, catch a first snapper right out the gates. Of course, I'm walking around in socks, you know, no shoes for that first little drop. And, man, I was putting that fish in the fish cooler. One of my guys was holding open that sucker, and he ended up falling on that hatch with my foot in there.
Oh.
Let me tell you, buddy. It was
dead, won't it?
Yeah. That hatch door by itself is like, I don't know, 100 pounds. I mean, it's a huge.
I'm telling you, man. Those are big hatches in that boat.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't my toes in there, you know, because they would be gone. You know, it landed right on the middle of my foot. So, you know, there's a plus side to everything. Could have been much worse, but yeah, it's still throbbing a little bit.
So you're kind of hobbled right now.
Yeah, I'm hobbled, man, but
drag
leg, right.
Man. Get on with it.
That's right.
I'm kind of hobbled too, man. I hurt my knee and don't know how I did it. So I gimped through that fishing yesterday, and hey, it was all good.
Yeah, it hurts. Golly, man. Well, we're on a little Texas
trophy
this morning.
Take the pain.
That's right. I mean, what else can you do, you know?
That's it.
I spent 2 days over at FCJ, sun up to sundown. In fact, 9 to 9 for the last 2 days, and just running repair work and doing all kinds of stuff, and gosh, it's great to have a big old 36-foot boat until you have a 36-foot boat, you know? Then you got to maintenance it and upkeep it, and it's a full-time job, man. We were replacing stuff and fixing stuff and cleaning stuff that looked like it needed to be cleaned. And
I'd have known you there. I'd have stopped in and shot the bull with you and Fernando for a little bit.
I drove right by
there yesterday, and it looked real crowded and busy, and I just went on by. I was soaking wet, drowned rat, come in after all them storms. I wanted to get home, put on some dry duds.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. Well, we got a ended up installing a 110 amp trolling motor, Minn Kota Quest 100-inch shaft. The thing is large and in charge.
Good Lord.
It's huge, man. I think that thing weighs like 120 pounds or something.
I bet.
Yeah, it's large. But it's going to completely change the game for us as far as, you know, offshore fishing, being able to stay over that rock and do right. our, you know, our jigging and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to that, man. But stuck a good mahi last week. That was the last trip I ran.
Beautiful fish, man.
Stuck a hog, man. That was sick. We roll up to this little rip line, 63 miles out, and not a lot of weeds on it, man. But I said, oh, it's worth giving it a shot. You know, it was a real clear rip.
Right.
And, man, the second those little feather jigs hit the water, man, it was like, bing, hooked up. And they were following. The school was so thick, it was following the back. You know, you could see them in the prop wash of the outboard as we were trolling. Just one of those days, man. It was, we stuck about 20 small mediums and a couple good ones mixed in. And I said, man, there's got to be a bull on here. So we got, we upped our tackle size and put a little weighted feather jig out there. You know, something that you would probably rig a ballyhoo on. I didn't have ballyhoo. But I said, man, I bet if I could speed troll this thing, you know, it would stay away from the little dolphin. We freaking put those two lures out, and all you saw, it looked like a machine gun, man, was just like those little dolphins were hitting the feathers, and I was trolling like, I don't know, 8 to 10 miles an hour, so I was cooking down that thing. And, you know, fast enough to keep the small ones off, and they were just, you know, whacking the heck out of it. And, boy, we had one, and, man, that drag started ripping. And I was thinking, man, it came out the water. I didn't get a good look at it. It looked like a sailfish at first. Said, you know, it jumped, you know, and it's big. And about the second or third time it jumped, man, we all seen it. Big old yellow, green-looking, beautiful, majestic fish.
Lit up, man. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it was sweet, man.
They're fast, too. Them big dolphin are quick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you take that fish, and it's, I don't know, it's probably 25 pounds, somewhere in there, a little bit, maybe a little bit bigger, maybe I'm being a little modest.
Yeah.
But, man, that 25-pound fish, you know, it took us every bit of 20 minutes to get that fish in. You know, just they catch those waves, and they run side to side, and it's just, man, they don't quit. And even when we gaffed that thing, got it in the boat, man, it was
they're
just
still green,
thrashing
man.
Around.
Throwing on the floor and it'll tear everything up.
Yep. So, anyway, we're in shore today. Next week, I'm 6 days offshore. And, man, I don't know if I'm going to get any of it in. It looks super windy.
Man. When are we ever going to catch a break?
I don't know, man. We had like those 4 days where it was really solid. Well, it wasn't even really solid, Mickey. I mean, it was the same wind pattern. Out east, there was a little bit of some of a break there for that 4 days. And so every single day we ran, you know, 80 miles out east.
Right.
And, you know, it was rough as heck for the first 40 miles. We finally caught that little wind pocket where it died down. Went, caught our fish, came back home, and, you know, coming back in was brutal every day, you know, just 2.5-3 foot chop getting back in, you know, that last 20 miles. But anyway, so we're playing the inshore game today, Texas trophy style trip. So really looking for trout, redfish, flounder. Mm-hmm. We're going to put that trolling motor to good use, man. I'm going to get us in these nooks and crannies and see if we can see if we can get these kiddos. I got 4 kids under 10 years old, so we're gonna have our hands full in a good way.
Yeah, you got
you know?
Your work cut out for you today, bro.
Yeah, man. So well, it'll be fun. It'll be fun, man. We're gonna see if we get them all bowed up on some trout, and you know, it looks like a good day for it with all this wind to be hiding around in nooks and crannies. So that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, how much wind do you have down there now?
I think 16, 17, somewhere in there.
That's what it did yesterday.
Yeah.
Started out calm. I thought, man, it's going to be a good day. And it just kept coming up, coming up.
Yeah, man. And that wall of wind and rain.
And then the storm
it.
Started building, and oh, boy.
Yeah, it got nasty around here, man. We were at FCJ, but our guys were sending us photos from the dock and videos, man. It got a little hectic out this way, buddy.
Yeah, that was pretty good little storm it rolled through. Oh, well.
Yeah.
We've been contending with it all year. Man. Nothing's changed. Patterns.
That's
patterns
right.
The same. It's crazy.
I kept saying in June it's got to be a killer July, and now I'm saying in July it's got to be a killer
it's
August.
It's gonna be great in August, man. Waiting on August.
Yes.
Here we go.
Shoot.
Hey, life of a fisherman. All right,
that's
buddy.
Right.
Well, hey, man. Somebody wants to come down and hook up with you guys. Give them some info how they can reach you, Sharky.
Come on with it, man. Hop on Google. Check us out, Outcast Charters, Galveston, man. Read our reviews. We're blessed to be able to do what we love every day, take people out, make some memories, man, and catch some fish on the good days. So love to have you guys. And then also check us out at Bayside Event Center. We're right here off 61st. We've got on-site lodging, sleep up to 18 people upstairs, on-site, walk down, get married, have a birthday party, and then hop on the boat, go fishing,
go
man. We
fishing.
Can do it all right
you
here.
Got it, man. All right.
All right,
Sharky.
Buddy.
Well, hey, take care of that foot and catch him up, man.
Yes, sir. Will do, brother.
Later.
Later,
see you.
Man.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's Sharky Marquez. All right. Now let's go up to Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman, see what he's up to this morning. Hey, Randy, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning there, Captain Mick.
What's going on, old-timer?
Well, we get a little rain. You know, just don't know what time it's going to be, but it's every day, it seems like.
Every single day, I watch them roll. They go through Livingston, and they head to Rayburn and Toledo Bend. Just same pattern every day, man.
Oh, man, it's pretty good wind in it at times, but...
Yes. Yeah, I got one yesterday, had a little wind in it.
But I ain't done any bass fishing. As a matter of fact, I took off for about 4 days there, 4th of July.
Oh, holiday, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to fight the traffic at the boat ramps and all, and it was packed. But we run out there today and catch a nice box of crappie.
Crappie fishing holding up good for you?
Yeah. But the lake is, just staying right there with all that rain they're having above there. I don't know how they're getting it all out of there as fast as they do. It's,
what are you right at? Probably full pool?
Yeah.
It,
some of the creeks are mud up, but it don't take them but about a day and they're clean back out,
Yeah.
That good water runs back in. But I'm tired of the southwest wind.
I think it's just begun. we have to fight this every summer. Southwest wind, man. It's hard down here on the coast, and I imagine it is there too.
Oh, yeah. Same old thing. The bass, we catching a few good bass, like you do every year out there on our brush piles. But talking to the guys I talk to every day, they're still catching a lot of fish up their shell.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. I guess, the water's just staying cooler with all these rains cooling it down. I know it's keeping our water cool down here. We were getting really, really hot, and we started getting all these rains, and it's dropped our water about 6 degrees.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Well, how deep are you having to fish for these crappie? What are you in, about 25?
Well, we're fishing anywhere from, 22 to 35, 38 foot of water, but it seems like most of the fish are still, that 12, 14 foot down. They lock it up on top of that brush.
Right. That makes it nice. It makes it a lot easier to catch them when you don't have to drop way down deep.
Yeah. Then we had a few days there where it really got tough, and I think that lake we just turned it over.
Right.
But it's leveled back out now.
Well, mostly minnows, using minnows on them?
Yeah, mostly minnows. We used jigs in a few days. Old Shiny, he keeps me supplied with a bunch of jigs, and I always got a jig tied on one rod anyway. Sure. And I'll drop it down there.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, Randy. Well, hey, man, good luck this week. Hope they're not calling for too much rain today. Some areas,
yeah,
about a 40% chance, so hopefully it'll hold off. If somebody wants to call you about coming up, how do they get a hold of you, man?
936-328-0864 there, Captain Dick.
All right, Randy. Well, you have a good one, my friend. Be safe.
Look forward to seeing you, Dick.
You got it. Later, man. All right. That's Randy Dierman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.